Watch, Olbermann calls on Biden to ban Trump, other traitors from holding office. By Warner Todd Houston on January 7, 2022. Fired ESPN talker Keith Olbermann posted a video to Twitter calling on Joe Biden to ban Donald Trump. Several elected Republicans and Trump supporters from ever running for office because they are insurrectionists. Olbermann posted his spittle-spec video on Thursday, calling for the disenfranchisement of Trump, Arizona Representative Paul Gosar, Alabama Representative Mo Brooks, Florida Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Real leadership from at POTUS in his 16th anniversary speech at this hour would be to call on Congress to pass the bill invoking the insurrection provisions of the 14th Amendment to ban Trump. Gosar, Brooks, Boebert, Cruz, and the other traitors from ever again holding public office, the extremist former sports commentator wrote in his tweet. Olbermann added more in his hate-filled video blasting the federal government for doing nothing this year since the so-called insurrection. Washington, D.C., January 6, supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump protest inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, in Washington, D.C. Demonstrators breached security and entered the Capitol as Congress debated the 2020 presidential election electoral vote certification. Photo by Brent Sturden / Getty Images. Subpoenas issued, ignored, mocked. Traitors, crooks, sadists, racists, gun fetish psychos. Seditionist congressman, plotter of coup d'etat. Still strung out on stupidity, and impunity, and ready to do it all over again. And they're not even the real problem, the ex-sports commentator blathered. We are 1 year gone, and if the midterms only go as badly as midterms usually go, only 1 year left, Olbermann added. Olbermann went on to blast the lack of a special prosecutor who he thinks should now be making life a living hell for Trump supporters such as Bannon and Miller, Gosar and Boebert, Jordan and McCarthy, and Trump. He claimed that the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers are terrorists, and the Department of Homeland Security is failing the nation by not issuing indictments against people on the center-right. If you and I stormed the Capitol, we would be met by rubber bullets and tear gas, Olbermann insisted without bothering to note that leftists did attempt to storm the White House in the summer of 2020. Olbermann went on to blast Biden and Merrick Garland for refusing to stop Republicans who are trying to kill all of us. Where is the president who knows that the bully understands only fear? Yours and his. And that the only way to stop the bully, to stop the Republicans, to stop the Trumps, to stop the next coup d'etat is to make them fear that they will lose everything they have, Olbermann screeched. Because they have made it clear, America is going to be them, or us. And, goddamn it, Joe, it is your job to make sure it is us. And if you don't see it that way, resign. We need somebody in your chair who realizes that democracy could be dead a year from right now, Olbermann concluded. We want that to be you. But if it isn't, the rest of us don't have any more time to wait, or to waste. Of course, no president has the power that Olbermann is calling on Biden to evoke. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.